We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, at the end of the line, last word of the line, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the sugyas before that one of the reasons you would add an extra month to the year, make an ibiyah, make a leap year, is if the tkufas don't work out. And today, in the Daf Yud Gimel, we're going to discuss what does it mean that tkufas are not working out? There are four tkufas. The tkufas Nisan, which we'll call like the spring. You have tkufas Av, which is the summer. You have tkufas Tishrei, which is like the fall. And tkufas Teves, which is the winter. Four tkufas. Then the four tkufas, each one is 91 days long. Because the tkufas go with the sun, and not with the moon. So four times 91 is 364. And another 7.5 hours. So each tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Altogether lands up to be 365 days and 6 hours. That's how long a year is. A year is 365 days and 6 hours. Altogether, 30 hours more than 364 days. 30 hours divided by 4 is 7.5. So that's how you get 91 days and 7.5 hours for each tkufa. So you have tkufas Nisan, tkufas Tkufas Nisan starts around Nisan time, obviously, Av time, and Tkufas Tishrei is around Sukkot time, and Tkufas Teves is the winter. So the Gemara says like this: Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eim Abram Es Hashana Elm Ken Hoisa Tkufa Chaseira Ruba Shachaydish, but Kama Ruba Shachaydish Shisha Asayim Divrei Rav Yehuda, which means that you see that the tekufa of Tammuz, I was calling it of Av, the same thing, the tekufa of the summer is going into Tishrei too much. It's going into Tishrei too much. How much? If it goes into the 16th day, 16 days into the month of Tishrei, you know that you have to push off the year and push it off by a month. Make it a leap year. If the 16th day of Tishrei is still the tekufa of Tammuz, tekufa of the summer, Tkufa, I'm calling it Tkufa of Tkufa Tammuz, is still the Tkufa of the summer, so then, you know, it has to be pushed off. Divrei Rav Yehuda. The Gemara explained what like this, huh?
What does that mean?
It means on 16th day, on Aleph Tishrei, Beis Tishrei, it's still in the old Tkufa, the 91 days of Tkufa. The sun is on a different angle. The sun, every Tkufa, the sun is at a different angle. And that's why it's hotter in the summer and it's colder in the winter, it has to do with the angle of the sun. Angle of the sun and the length of how long the sun goes across the sky. All these things, it's a shadow on the angle, it's like higher up in the sky in the summer and it's lower down in the sky in the winter. The way it goes around the earth, it's on a different angle. And that's why it's hotter here or colder here. So at the Kapanim, the tkufa, if it's still going, that 91-day tkufa is still going on the 16th day of Tishrei, you're going to have to make a leap year. Divrei Rav Yehuda. On the 21st day of Tishrei, if it's still the Tkufa of Tammuz, then you got to make Ibiyah. Now, just to get the date straight, everyone should know that the Sukkah starts on the 15th day of Tishrei. So 16th day of Tishrei is the first day of Chol HaMoed. The last day of Chol HaMoed is 21st day of Tishrei. That's just the Cheshbon. If we know the Chol HaMoed on Sukkah is 6 days long. So you have the 16th is the first day, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. So Hashanah Rabbah is the 21st day. Huh?
In Eretz
Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the 6 days of Chol HaMoed, yeah. But in Eretz Chustar, we have 2 day Yontiv, so it's a Sveikah D'Yayma. But like upon him, in any case, then in every place in the world, the Chaf Aleph Tishrei is Hashanah Rabbah. In Chustar and in Eretz Yisrael. So Yisrael, Echad V'Esrim Yoyim, is when the Tkufa landed up on the 21st day, so then that's when you have to Ibiyah. But if it lands up on the 20th day, it's fine. Same thing in Rav Yehuda. If it lands up on the 15th day, then it's fine. V'shtei mikro achadarshi. Both learn from one pasuk. Pasuk says, Chag ha'osif tekufas hashana. And we learn right now, Chag ha'osif means the zman ha'osif in the Chag, which is possible to do asifa of your tvua, if it's a dava avud. So Chag Osuf can't mean the first day Sukkot itself, because that's Yom Tov. You can't do Osuf on Sukkot. So Chag Osuf, Tekufas Hashana, that the Chol HaMoed, the turn of the Tekufa, new Tekufa has to be somewhere on Chol HaMoed. So Ma'asav HaKulah Chag B'inon, b'tekufa chadasha. The whole Chol HaMoed has to be the new tekufa, and therefore, if it's on the 16th day, it's still tekufa's time, as you gotta do every year. That's Rabbi Huda's shita. Umarasova mixes chag b'inom b'tekufa chadasha. The other man holds a little bit of the chag is enough tekufa chadasha. So as long as it turns into the new tekufa on the land, on the Shana Rabbah, that's enough. And the only thing you have to do if on the 21st day it was still tekufa's time, is then you have to do a leap year. Now, Rashi goes into Arichus, that what's the problem? We just said, if it lands on the 16th day, it's a problem. You have to make a whole new month. Be on the 15th day, it'll be fine. If the Tekufa, last day of Tekufa's Thomas was on the 15th day, it'll be fine. So, because it landed one day later on the 16th day, now you can do an extra month. Frank to Rashi, you have a simple answer. Just make another day for El. If you make another day for El, you'll save yourself a problem. Because now it'll turn out, one more day El, will push it off one day, and every 15th day. Huh? They know the calendar. They know every other day, every other month is chaser. They're very
different.
They know, of course, they know tekufa. They know tekufa with Pesach time. They're making new Adar. They're making it before last Pesach. They know a year before already if they do it. They make it every year. When they make it every year, for just to speak it out, there is this is a year before almost. This is whatever 6 months before they're making this leap year. The leap year is an Adar. Not after Sukkot, it's before Sukkot. So they know the Tekufa 6 months before. They know exactly when the Tekufa's lined up. They know it's 91 days. So Rashi asks, so much more simple answer, just add an extra day to El. So Rashi explains Barichas here like this, that the klal is lo yadu rosh, that the first day of Tishrei cannot land up on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Friday. It can't land up. So when they can never land up those days. What's the reason? Because, for example, if Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday, so then you have a bunch of two Shabbos and Sundays together. You have Sukkot Shabbos and Sunday. You have Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Sunday. So that's why it can't be Sunday. It can't be Wednesday because if Rosh Hashanah lands up on a Wednesday, so Wednesday and Thursday, then Yom Kippur lands up on a Friday, which is no good either. And it can't be on a Thursday because on a Friday. Because then Yom Kippur lands up on Sunday, also 2 days in a row, a Shabbat Sunday. Therefore, lo yadu rosh. Now, so El was supposed to, is always the day before Sunday, which is Shabbos, or it's on a Tuesday, or it's on a Thursday. That's Chayesh El. So if you're going to push it up a day, you're going to make a problem because to land up on the wrong day, to land up on Adu, and then you're going to have a problem. So that's why you can't add a day El. There is one time you could add El, because if the Rosh Chodesh landed up on a Monday, you can really push off to a Tuesday. So that is it. So that's not Shchiach, and therefore that's not the Eitzah. Eitzah is just to do Mu'ubaris. We're not sure what Rashi means. Say, it's Loi Shchiach, so the Gemara didn't say that Eitzah, or even Chazal won't do that Eitzah because it's not Shchiach. In any case, we have over here where the Tekufa lands up on the sixth first day of Chol HaMoed. So if the Tekufa lands up, if you want Ma'adi Amar, you have to do Ibriya. The Ma'adi Amar says, no, as long as you have Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, that's enough. So the Gemara asks like this. Gemara asks a question like this. The day the new Tekufa starts. So remember, 91 days is the old Tekufa, and the 92nd day is the new Tekufa. Now it doesn't start by the beginning of the day. It starts the middle of the day sometime. It's a certain hour in the day, because there's always 7.5 hours extra on every Tekufa. So that day that starts the new Tekufa, is that considered the new Tekufa or the old Tekufa? We are obviously holding right now, that's called the new Tekufa, the day that starts. So Mar says, "My kasavri, you kasavri yom tekufa goymer." If you hold that the day the new tekufa starts is considered from the old tekufa, b'lav alchinami loy. So even if it lands up on the 15th day, the new tekufa starts. Let's say the last day of the old tekufa is on the 15th day, and the new tekufa is on the 16th day. If it's considered goymer, it should be a problem also. So must be the whole man. The yom holds maschil. My kasavri, you kasavri yom tekufa goymer b'lav alchinami loy. You don't have days. Elikzov yom tekufa maschil, yom tekufa maschil. Only to yom chavstis because it's a game. So now we have over here the tekufas tamuz went until the 16th day. Let's say fear of Yehuda, that's a problem because you need the whole Chol HaMoed in the new tekufa. But if it lands up on the 15th day, tekufas tamuz ends on the 15th day. We said it's good. Ends on the first day on first day of Sukkot, it's good because next day Chol HaMoed starting the new tekufa. The day this new tekufa starts, is that considered the new tekufa or the old tekufa? Why? It's a mixas hayon. That day is a mixas hayon.
Day 92.
Day 92 is a mixas hayon. It's part this and part that. What do we consider that day? A Tammuz day or a Tishrei day? A tekufa's Tammuz day or a tekufa's Tishrei day? What do we consider that? A summer day or a fall day? That's the shaila. So if you consider that a fall day, then it's good. But if you consider that it's still the summer day, then it's still back shvet, because you don't have kulichak. If you consider 92nd day as still the gomer, is the old tkufa, so you don't have your kulichak yet. That's what it means. I read it one time. Mike says, "Ikzav yom tkufa goymer, the new day tkufa is considered from the old tkufa." But you don't have the whole chol hamoed because the first chol hamoed is still in the old tkufa. In a case where it lands on the 20th day, we said if tkufa's tamas end on the 20th day, it's good. It's not good because 21st day is still tkufa's tamas because we're saying the new day is called from the old, the goymer. We must hold. Rav Yehuda Mashmul must hold that. Yom Tekufa Maschil means the day it starts is considered the new Tekufa, and it's considered Tekufa's Tishrei. So now the Gemara has a kasha on this Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, who says Pshat and Rav Yehuda a certain thing. We're going to have a kasha on that. He learned up that Rav Yehuda said that on the Kulichag, and if it lands up, the Tekufa's Tammuz goes into the 16th day, you have a problem. But if it's on the 15th day, it's good. That's what comes out of Rav Yehuda. It's coming out of two chedushim in Rav Yehuda Mashmuel explaining Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. There's two things he's saying. First of all, he's saying is that you need kulei chag. You need the entire chol hamoed in the new tkufa. That's number one. Number two, he says that the day the tkufa starts is considered the new tkufa, not the old tkufa. Those are two things that he says. Meisvei, I'm asking Kasha. Yom tkufa goymer de Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda yom tkufa maschel. So the first kasha is, we have a first of Brisa that says, Rav Yehuda holds, Yom Tekufa Goymer, that the day of the new Tekufa is considered a Goymer, not a Maschel, which means the day that the Tekufa starts, the 92nd day, is considered part of the old Tekufa of Tekufa's Tamas. And we just said, not like that. That was the whole basis of Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Pshat Rav Yehuda was Yom Tekufa's Maschel. So that's kasha number one, Stira Rav Yehuda. V'oi Tanya, not a Stira. And this Brisa doesn't have a bunch of new Shittas. There are like 4 or 5 shittas in when you do the leap year. And we'll see, it's going to have a different version of Rabbi Yehuda, different than Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Boy, Thailand, and Rabbi Yisrael, Eibme Abrim Es Hashana Elmkin Hoysha Tekufa Chesera Rubei Shal Chodesh. The only time you make a leap year is if the Tekufa of Tammuz, the summer Tekufa, goes into most of Tishrei month. V'kame Rubei Shal Chodesh, Shisha Asa Yayim, 16 days. So the Tanakhama says, what we thought Rav Yehuda holds, that Tanakh holds that if the Tekufa's Tammuz is on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you got a problem. You got to do a leap year. Rav Yehuda Imer, Shtei Yodois Bechodesh. How much time? 2/3 of the month. V'kame Shtei Yodois Bechodesh Chof Yom. That means if Tekufa's Tammuz goes into the 20th day, you have to do a leap year. And this is similar to what we had Rav Yehuda before, but not exact. We'll have to see what the Machlaika says. Chofya. So Rav Yehuda says that if on the 20th day, on the day before Hashanah Rabbah, there's a Tekufas Tammuz, so then you got a problem. And we can explain it right now. It's very simple. We know Rav Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa is Goymer. So it means if the Tekufa 91st day is on the day before Hashanah Rabbah, it means it's not 92nd day of Hashanah Rabbah, and that day is still Tekufas Tammuz. That's why you have a problem. That would be Pshat Rav Yehuda. Because he says if the Tekufas Tammuz ends on the 20th, you have a problem, because that means the 21st is the first day of the new Tekufa. The first day of the Tekufa, according to him, is a Goymer. So therefore, you have a problem. That's Pshat Rav Yehuda. The problem is Stira to Rav Yehuda Mashmuel's Pshat Rav Yehuda, who said 16, he says 20. Rav Yehuda says like this, Mechashvin Shisha Oso Fnei HaPesach, Ma'abrim Shisha Oso Fnei HaChag, Ein Ma'abrim. So Rav Yehuda says, starts getting involved in Pesach. And Rav Yehuda says like this, that if the Tekufa before Pesach, which is Tekufas Teves, is missing 16 days, which goes 16 days into Nisan, and the Tekufa falls on the 17th day, so then you do an Ibayar. Why? Because if the Tekufas Teves goes through 16 days, that means it only starts on the 17th day, it starts the Tekufas Nisan, then it turns out that it's a Chav Beis in Tishrei. Why? I'm going to figure this out. Not so hard. So, 2 Tekufas, each one is 91 days. 91 plus 91 is 182. Okay? 182 days. So, the new Tekufa started on the 17th day. 182, the Tekufas Nisan, started, like I said over here, that if Tkufas Teves goes into Pesach till the 16th day, you got a problem. Because on the 17th day, it starts the Tkufas Nisan. Now, we're going to do from there 182 days from the 17th day of Nisan. It's going to be 182 days. How many, now, in the 6 months later is Tishrei. How many days is 6 months? 6 months is 177 days. Why is that? Every month, either 29 days or 30 days. Every other month, we switch off. So we'll just make it like we'll do the math thing. We'll do 6 times 30 is 180. Minus 3 for the 3 missing is 177. So the difference in 177 and 182 is 5. 5 days after the 17 will be Tishrei, will be start the full Tkufa, the Tkufas Tishrei in Tishrei, which is Chav Beis. If it's Chav Beis, it's a problem. Because you started on Chav Beis and you had no Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. So that's the problem. That's what Rabbi is saying. Rabbi says, if the 16th day before Pesach, that tkufa of Pesach, then ma'abrim, then you do ibur. Shisha also fnei achag im abrim. If it lands, if the new tkufa starts on the 17th day of Tishrei, then you don't do ibur. And really, 17th or 18th or 19th or 20th, which tomorrow is going to ask. Why is it shisha also? He says, Shishos me'a Pesach le'me Abram, we came up with the Cheshvan, that if Tkufas Teves goes into the 16th day of Nisan, so then it's automatically Chav Beis Tishrei. And then he says, but if it's Shisha also, if it's Shisha also by Sukkot, then Eim Abram. The truth is, even 17th day by Sukkot, Eim Abram. Tul Chav Beis. Shisha
also,
no, it means the Kufa Pesach. It doesn't mean Pesach, Yom Tov Pesach. Means the Tkufa of Pesach, Tkufa of Nisan. And same thing goes to Shishos of Nei Achag, means if it's 16 days went into Tishrei before the Tkufa of Tishrei, then Eim Abram, it says. And the truth is that we just said, that any part of, like this Rav Yosi Shita, that stays the same. Any part of Chol HaMoed lands up in the new Tkufa, you're good. So really, the Gemara isn't asked, what's the 16th day? It says Shishos of Nei Achag, Eim Abram, even Shiva also of Nei Achag, and the Shwena also of Nei Achag, and Tisha also of Nei Achag, also Eim Abram, until you reach Chav Beis. When it comes to Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's Chav Tishrei, it starts the new Tkufa, you're good. So you have to know what that means, Shisha also of Nei Achag. But the point that the Cheshvan you have to know is the first part, that Shisha also of Nei Achag, Eim Abram. So far we had Tanakama, says 16th day of Tishrei. We have Rabbi Yehuda, the 20th day of Tishrei. Rabbi Yossi says, L'chari, you get till the 21st, even, maybe. And now after Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha also fnei achag ma'avrim. Also, if the 16th day by Sukkot, the first day Chalamay Sukkot, is still the old Tkufa, you do a Ibar, because it sounds like he holds you have to have the whole entire Chalamay in the new Tkufa. Acher Maimer Mi'utoi, a Mi'ut of the month. Bekama Mi'utoi, Arba Asu Yoim. And we have to explain Shana Acherim, on top of our base, explain Shana Acherim, that Acher Maimer Mi'utoi, Bekama Mi'utoi, Arba Asu Yoim. Means if the 14th day of Tishrei is still the old Tkufa, you have a problem. And we have to explain Shana that, we don't understand Shana, but if that's still the old Tkufa, you have a problem. So what is the Akapon from the Brice? We have 5 Shittas here. We have to explain every single one of them. But what we do see is, Rabbi Huda here says, the 20th day. And we have before, that Rabbi Huda and Shmuel said 16th day. So and we have 2 kashas on Shmuel. First of all, Rabbi Huda says, Yom Tkufa Gomer. And second of all, it says 20. Mor says, it's kasha. It's taka kasha on Rabbi Huda and Shmuel. Pshat Rabbi Huda, it's taka kasha. So I think more of it. So we go now through the Shittas, just explaining the Machlaikas of the Shittas. But we slugged up. Rabbi Huda v'Shmuel, Rabbi Huda does not mean what he said. Amamar, we'll explain now all the shittas of this price. Amamar, Rabbi Huda Eimer, Shtei Yodais B'Chodesh Esrim Yoim. Rabbi Huda says that it goes, if the 20th day of Tishrei is still the old Kufa, you have a problem. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Mechashvin Shisha also Yoim L'fnei HaPesach, then also Ma'abrim, which means what? You have until 22 days. If the Nisan goes to the 16th day, if Nisan starts on the 17th day of Nisan, that's a new Tkufa start. So we said, automatically, the new Tishrei Tkufa is starting on Chav Beis. So Mara asks, Haini Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that the same halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? They both say that Chol HaMoed, a little piece of it, has to be inside the new tekufa. But the Gemara says, Pasha, Yom Tekufa Goyim, Yom Tekufa Maaskol, Ika Benayim. And I'll explain it, very simple. Rabbi Yehuda says, if Tekufas Thomas is on the 20th day of Chol HaMoed, you have a problem. Why? Because it means on the 21st day starting the new Tekufa. That's not enough. He holds Goimer. That's still the old Tekufa. So finish. You didn't have any Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's landed on, the new Tekufa started on the 21st day, you'd be good. Because Yom Tekufa Maschil. And therefore, you have the new Tekufa. The problem was here, it was a Chav Beis. So that's the Machlaikis. So we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both hold that you need one sliver of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. So Shaila had to learn up. According to Rabbi Yossi, the day it starts is considered the new tekufa and it's good. So therefore, if it ends on the 20th, that's good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it ends on the 20th, it's no good because the 21st doesn't count because the 21st is still considered the old tekufa. That's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Omamar, this is now explain the Tanakama. Amamar, she should also finish. No, not Tanakhami. First, finishing Rabbi Yossi. Amamar, so Rabbi Yossi feared always. He said, if the Nisan was still going on the 16th day, you have a problem because it means the new one starts on 17. And we said 182 days later is Chav Beis Tishrei. That's why you have a problem. But when he feared always his own memory, he said 16 days into Tishrei is the problem. Not true because it's even 17 or 18. Amamar. Shisha Asaf Ne'achag, Eim Abrim, El Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asaf Ne'achag, who'd lehav, deloy, deloy, if 16th day is we, you don't do a Ibiyah, but Hashivsar, but if the Tekufas Thomas goes into the 17th day, or Tamnisar, or the 18th day, Eim Abrim, Va'omar, Shisha Asaf Ne'achag, Pesach, in Batzer Loi, less than that, no, it means even if it lands up on Chavalef, or Chaf, or anything like that. So you're right. All those days in Avram, but I get on a ratio. She shows me a Pesach. This is why Pesach 16 days dafka. Tanam she shows me a chag. But really, it's even other days also. As long as they have part of Chol HaMoed in the new tekufa of Rav Yossi, would not be a reason to make a leap year. Now we'll handle Rav Shimon and Tanakama. Rav Shimon Aimer, Av Shisha also fnei a chag ma Avram. Rav Shimon says 16 days. If this is we're talking about Tishrei, if the 16 days l'fnei achag ma'abrim, which means if the tekufa of Tammuz goes into the first day Chol HaMoed, you do ibyar. Someone asked, "Hainu Tanakama? Look at Tanakama. Tanakama writes the same exact thing. It says, "Eimer abrim es hashanah ken his tekufa chaser rubay shacharis v'kam rubay shacharis shalso yain." They both say 16 days. Hainu Tanakama, same thing. Someone says, "Tapa amavei zik benayu yoyim tekufa maschov yoyim tekufa goimer deloy mesaimi." Says the nafkamina is like this. When we say 16 days, do we mean that if the new tekufa starts on the 16th day, is that good or not? Because it's a big shaila, if the starting day is considered the goyim or the maschil. So we're not sure, let me say it means, we're not sure who holds what, Tanakama or Rab Shimon. One of them hold that if the new tekufa starts on the 16th day, it's not good. The new tekufa has to start on the 15th day, or the whole Chol HaMoed should be in the new tekufa, because the new tekufa is called Goimer. It's considered the old tekufa. The other one is, no, as long as the new tekufa starts on 16, it's fine. So like Rashi explains, he says, Ein simen ezenem kamar, shish asar chaseiro of yud zayin tipom abrim, av nafal b'ta zayin, if it falls on 16, aim abrim, the yoyim tekufa maschil, v'ika kulachag. That's one man name holds. The Chaminai will come out. I feel nothing but a Zion, Ma'abrim. Even if it falls on the 16th, you still have to do Ibrahim. Do you aim to Kufa Gomer? Because that day still considered old Tekufa. It's like Thomas landed up on the first day of Chol HaMoed. But like Kul Echag. V'avagav Tavai, we both man name said, Omer Kachodah, Shisha also. They both said 16. Chad Koya Chesaron, one's going on 16 days apart of Thomas. Chad Koya Nefila means when it fell. V'loy Adinim and I. We're not sure how to touch what 16 means. It means the new Tekufa lands on 16. That's when you do Ma'abr. Or it means 16 full days were part of Tammuz, and that's when you do Ibriyah. That's why it's not clear. 16 days means 16 full days were part of Tammuz, that's why you don't do Ibr. Or 16 days was fell on 16 days, the new Tekufa fell on 16 days. Is that a reason to do Ibr? So we're not sure, but that's the Machlokes Tanakama Rav Shimon. So right now, for example, we have four Shittas. One man says if Tammuz is still on the 15th, you have to do Ibr. One says if it's still on the 16th, you have to do Eber. One says if it's still on the 20th, you have to do Eber. And one says if it's still on the 21st, you have to do Eber. Those are the four different shittas. And now we're up to the last shita of Acherim. Acherim Oimrim Miutoi Miutoi Vekama Miutoi Arbas Yom 14 days. It sounds like if the Tkufas Tammuz, that's what we're learning right now, is going on the 14th day, you have a problem. So let's figure this out. What could be the worst case scenario? Like the worst sheet he holds? Let's say he holds that Yom Tkufa is Goimer. So Tkufa is coming on the 14th, so the 15th day when the new Tkufa started, still looks at the old one. But still it's good. Because on the 16th day, it's ready for sure the new Tkufa. So what's the problem? That's the Gemara's kasha. Maika Sabri, Ika Sabri Yom Tkufa Goimer, and the Kula Chag Bina, you need the whole Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. Hayika, you have that. You have it. Everything's good. The first day Sukkot was the new Tkufa. And even if you say it's Goimer, but the 16th day is definitely in the new Tkufa. So, Gemara says a few Tupashatim. I'm going to have a Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Acherim Tkufas Nisan Kaimi. Talking about a different Tkufa, talking about Nisan. The Ksiv, it says by the Tkufa of Nisan, Shemar is Chayah Sha'aviv. Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa. Aviv here will be referring to the new Tkufa, the Tkufa of Nisan, the Tkufa of the spring. Should make sure the spring's Tkufa, Shiyeheh B'chodesh Nisan. It should be when Nisan is being Mechodesh. Which means, when it says Chodesh Nisan is a Chidosh, it means Levana. So it has to be within the time when the Levana is still getting bigger. Which is when? Within the first 14 days. So it means like this. If the Chodesh Aviv has to start on the 14th day. If it doesn't start on the 14th day, then you have to do a Ibiyah. Then you have to do a Ibiyah because the new Tkufa of Nisan, of the spring, has to start on the 14th day of Nisan. That's why. It's not talking about Tishrei at all. For the Gemara, if that's the problem, Labra Adar. So make an extra day to Adar. That's why Rashi had a kasha before about El. Because see here, the Gemara asks his kasha. Make an extra day to Adar, and therefore push it off one day. And even if it lands on the 15th originally, now when you add an extra day to Adar, it'll be on the 14th. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Tana mil ma'al amatu k'choshe v'och kama. Ad mi'uta me'abrim v'kam mi'uta arba'os yoyim. Moses says, Enchanami. If it lands up on the 15th day, which means ad 14, v'loy ad b'chlal, if it lands up on the 15th day, it's taka, you do have an etzah, you don't have to do ibiyah. Ad 14th day, you don't have to do ibiyah. More than that, you have to do ibiyah. Why? Because if it lands up on the 15th day, you can always add an extra day to Adar and push it off by the day. So the Fidus Pshat Acherim are talking about 14 days into Nisan, nothing to do with Tishrei. Ravina is going to say that we could even talk about 14th day of Tishrei and we're good to go. We had a kasha. At the 4th day of Tishrei, what's the problem? Even 15th day starts a new Tkufa, and we think that's considered the old Tkufa, but still by the 16th day, you definitely knew. So Ravina, Amal Oilam Acherim v'Tishrei came. V'Kasava Acherim Kul Chag Binon. You need the whole Yontav, you need not only Chol HaMoed, the Yontav Rishon also has to be a new Tkufa. That's why. And that's very Gshmak. Yom Tov should be in Tkufa. Now, if the Tkufa ends on 14th, I mean 15th, the first day of new Tkufa, we said, he holds Yom Tkufa Goimer. So now, the first day Sukkot has to be in the new Tkufa, and it's not. That's why, if it's 14 days, you have to do a leap year. So, Freyti Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon Chag Asav Ksiv? Is Yom Tov Kul Chag Asav? When you gather, you can't gather on Yom Tov. So, Gemara, no. It's like the Gemara said before, it's not Chol HaMoed, Chag Asav. So the moral chag above is Man HaSifa. Yoltach means the chag that comes Man HaSifa, not that it could be Yosef. And that's why, according to Van Yomar, you have to be able to do the whole entire Yontif inside the new Tkufa. So we got a fifth Shita in Tkufa of Tishrei. Fifth Shita. So one Shita holds, it has to be the whole entire Yontif. Not only Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa, and he holds Yom Tkufa Goimer. None of Man Yomar holds that if it lands up on the first Chol HaMoed or Tupshatim and the end of Chol HaMoed Tupshatim, altogether five different shitas of when you do Ibiyar and the Tekufa of Tishrei around Sukkot time.